This is Mrs. Droops, and you're listening to Bellcore Radio. What's a Bellcore?
My name is Michael.
My name is Jill.
My name is Michael.
My name is Jill.
My name is Michael. Who are you?
My name is Jill. Who are you?
My name is Michael. I like you, Jill.
To communicate is the beginning of understanding.
The Bell System. Building for the future.
Thank you. Happy New Year, everybody. Welcome to Belcore Radio, episode number 16. It's 2006 now. It's a brand new year for some time for some brand new Belcore Radio. We took the week off because it was, you know, Christmas time, and we had to play with our new toys and,
of course,
revel in Christmas jolliness.
Oh yes, the whole holiday season. Woohoo!
Now, before we get started on this, and I know this isn't in the show notes, Mesa, so if I'm throwing you off here, I apologize. But I want to apologize to all of our listeners.
You know I'm easily confused, you bastard.
I want to apologize to all of the listeners for last week's episode, because I don't know if I actually made this statement when we started doing the show, but it was kind of my intent. I didn't want Belcore Radio to, you know, I mean, I know it's hard to avoid in some issues, but I'm sorry for the political crap that we got into. I was really hoping that we could make a show and not have to talk about politics, but, you know, I mean, hopefully that'll be, you know, the one and only show that we make, because I really, I hate talking about politics and bitching about my opinion to other people, so I apologize to you listeners for that. And I blame Mesa.
Of course, it's all my... Actually, it kind of was my fault, I guess. I think. I can't really remember. What did we talk about last show?
George Bush doing wiretaps.
Oh, yeah. Well, see, I had to let it all go because it just pissed me off so bad. Because it's so not cool.
All right. Like, politics are gone. Time for awesome hacker stuff. And,
hacker stuff. Yeah.
Well, before the hacker stuff, this is Ponyboy, by the way. You know, your lovely host, Ponyboy.
And Mesa.
And we got a little bit of housekeeping here. More of this contest stuff that we've been doing lately. Some of you guys may recall, I've talked about it on the past few episodes. We had the contest where if you listened to episode 14 and you could tell me what video game that song was a remix from, then I'd send you a t-shirt. I'm getting some screen printing stuff. It's supposed to come in on January 20th, I think. And I'd make you a shirt and send it to you. And nobody's gotten it still. I've had not very many people try. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you guys some big fucking clues. And if you don't get those clues by the next episode, if nobody gets it right, I'm taking the t-shirt from that contest and I'm throwing it in with the sticker contest we've been having. So you get, not only do you get stickers, but you also get a shirt. And I'll discuss that contest in a bit. Okay, clues for this video game, alright? First of all, and I hope I'm accurate in saying this, I'm gonna feel really bad if I'm lying to you guys, but it's an NES game, original Nintendo system, all right. And the main character of the game, and his name is right there in the title of the game. He shares a name with not only a computer-animated fish, which all children in the world just love, but also with the captain of a submarine from a Jules Verne book. So if you can get it off of there, just write us an email, you know, get in the IRC channel and tell us. If you see the Belcore Radio AIM screen name on, send that a message, and if you get it right, we'll send you a t-shirt. It's good stuff. It's a t-shirt. It's free. You know, you don't have to pay for anything. You just have to answer the freaking question right. And it doesn't have anything to do with ninjas for the last time. I keep getting the same people asking me this, or answering with the same damn game. And it's not ninjas, okay? Alright. So, now that that's out of the way, we got that other contest, which I'm excited about. We need some sticker designs, right? Because we're getting some stickers made to give out to the public and whatnot. And, we suck at making the pictures with the computars. And so we need somebody to make a picture for us. And if you make a picture for us, I got the template. I'll give you the URL to the template. Just, you know, something black and white. Just those two colors, just straight black and white. And send it to us, and if we like it, we haven't gotten any submissions so far, so we'll probably end up having to make our own, like we were originally intending before the contest. But, you know, we'll send you, like, 5, 10, you know, we're getting a bunch of stickers made, so however many stickers we, you know, probably, like, more than you need. But, and a t-shirt, possibly, depending on if anybody wins this t-shirt or not. And, the template design, or the template for the design is, at tinyurl.com/B42A2. So, check that out, just something simple, and send it to us, and, you know, if we like it, we'll use it, and you'll get some free shit out of it. And, try to include the website on the sticker design somewhere, please.
I mean, come on, who doesn't like free stuff? Come on, people.
It's swag, and everybody likes swag.
Seriously, well, even if it's nothing that you really want, it's free. I mean, it's free, people. You don't have to pay for it. You know, that's just me, you know, whatever. Anyway.
So, did you have anything else you needed to cover as far as this housekeeping stuff goes?
Not except for the fact that, I was going to try to record the drunken intro, but I couldn't figure out how to work my computer last night.
Yeah, Black Mesa got a little shit-faced.
It was awesome. That's all I have to say. New Year's turned out to be quite awesome. But, yeah, sorry. I just thought I'd throw that out there. But no, I think that about doesn't think about wrapped it up there, Pony Boy, with the housekeeping thing.
Well, all right. I guess it's time to jump into this Belcore Radio goodness.
That we all know you love.
Oh, yes. And, I'm sorry to inform everyone that this makes me sad. We have no news for freaks this week. There's nothing. Unless Mesa can pull something out of his ass quick. There's nothing.
I don't have anything up my ass.
But
I'm not really fond of having things shoved up my ass and pulling them back out. Pony Boy, I'm sorry.
But we are. I'm trying to cut you off. We are going to make up for that by making a little bit of phone calls. And, for some reason, and I don't know why, I can't find the number for the Haitian hotline. I wrote it down somewhere and I lost it. I know we said we were going to try and call that like every episode now, but I can't find it.
We haven't called it for the past like 2 episodes.
Yeah, I can't find it anywhere. I'm going to go back in the previous episodes and listen and find it, and you know, next episode or something we'll get it done.
So just remember, never trust Pony Boy with anything, because
I did this a long time ago, and I haven't recently, because I haven't really done a lot of exchange scanning, haven't played with, you know, I mean, I play with numbers, but I haven't really, like, found my own numbers and stuff that haven't been posted other places. But I've started keeping a notebook again, a freak notebook, that I just write down all the crazy shit that I find, and I found that it helps. At the same time, it's really disorganized and hard to find stuff in it when I'm looking for it, but it helps, you know. I mean, like, that little bit of organization and keeping all your stuff in one place instead of, like, you know, written on a scrap of paper here or, like, written on a used piece of toilet paper over there all over the place, you know, like the top of a pizza box, it helps.
Wait a second.
I didn't really write on used pieces of toilet paper.
Because I was about to. I don't.
It was an example.
Okay, I was just making sure, because I was about to be like, Pony Boy, don't ever, ever touch me. Not that I really want you to, anyway. Just, yeah. Sorry. Go ahead.
But, yeah, I mean, so, basically, to sum it up, no freak news this week. makes me sad. And, I'm gonna try and make it up for you guys by either getting some badass phone numbers for us to call next week, or finding a lot of freak news, because I love phone freaking and I love the freak news. I love sharing it with people. So, you know, we'll see what we can get for you guys for next week. But for this week, you got some cool shit to talk about. And the first thing, which is, you know, it's fairly new. I mean, I haven't really heard of it up until, like, maybe a few weeks ago. And it's called Frapper. I don't know if anybody's heard of it. It basically, you sign up for an account on Frapper.com, I think it is. And, you have people come, and they'll type in their name, or, you know, their handle, or whatever they go by, and their zip code. And it kind of sums up, you know, by where their zip code is, like what city they're in. And it puts a mark on, like, a Google map of, like, hey, this is where this person lives, generally speaking. Not like, hey, this is how you get to their front door, but, like, they live... You know, if you went somewhere where I was, it'd say that he lives in Duluth, Georgia. And, I mean, it's a really cool thing for being able to kind of network people. And, it's the shit. It really is. I mean, like, I've been wanting something like this for the longest time, and I know some people, I know a couple people at the Freaks and Geeks and their kind of affiliated group have been working on trying to get something like this going for a long time, and Frapper beat them to it, as far as I'm concerned. I mean, it's an amazing application, if you want to call it that. But, yeah. I've noticed, I mean, like, I jumped on the bandwagon with this. A lot of shows, like, Binary Revolution Radio set up a Frapper account for all their listeners to log in. And, I think Infonomicon Radio did the same. And so I did one too. And if you go to, Frapper.com, that's FRAPPR.com/BellCoreRadio. I think I'm the only one signed up there right now because I just set it up a little while ago. You know, you can click, you can see me. There's a little picture of me holding a gun on my account. Or on my location. Just enter in your location, you know. I think it'd be cool to see who our listeners are and, like, where they are, you know. You don't have to enter in your real name. You don't have to enter in your real picture. Just, you know. You don't even really have to enter in your real zip code. Maybe, like, the zip code next to you, so it shows you up as a couple towns away from where you actually live. But just, you know, so we can kind of get an idea, because I want to know. But, I mean, there's... You know, I guess I'll go ahead and... If you listen to Infonomicon, I believe, frapper.com/pound, pound Infonomicon, because it's for their IRC channel. And then, I want to say Binrevs is, frapper.com/Binary Revolution Radio Listeners, which is a lot of letters. But I got to thinking with it. You know, I said to myself, this is a cool thing, you know. This is an awesome little idea that somebody dreamed up. But what can I do with it? I'm a hacker. What can I do to this thing that people wouldn't really think about doing before? And I came up with a couple of cool ideas. And I'm going to save my favorite one for the last. I had an idea. I was like, you know, I'm really interested in, you know, like, hacker meetings or computer user groups or whatever. And so I said, wouldn't it be cool if there was a Frapper account where people could go and just enter in, you know, the location of their hacker meeting? And if you were like, hey, I wonder if there's a meeting in my area, you could go there and say, hey, look, there's one right there. And it's like... a 45-second drive. And so I started one, and it's frapper.com/hackermeetings. And it's, you know, there's my local group's the only one up. I've just started releasing these publicly. This is the first anyone's heard of them. And I set one up for the Georgia Underground Computer Users Society, and it's frapper.com/GUCUS, which is kind of just a scaled down version of the other one, so you can kind of, so people in Georgia can find out where other people in Georgia are, and, you know, startup meetings or whatever. And then I had the greatest idea ever that I've ever had. Not the greatest idea ever, because everyone knows the greatest idea ever was the telephone. I had the greatest idea I've ever had. And what started it was, I love to go to computer security and hacker cons and just cons in general. I love going to them. And so I said, well, I find it, like, you know, you don't always know, because there's not some cons, like, you know, DEF CON. Everybody knows DEF CON. It's, you know, DEF CON's in Las Vegas. Everyone knows it. Or, you know, HOPE is in New York. Everyone knows HOPE. But then there's, like, smaller ones that people kind of know about and people kind of don't know about. Like, Carolina CON. Not a lot of people know about Carolina CON. They had their first one last year. And so it's still not a huge thing. And so I thought, wouldn't it be cool if people could enter in? If they have a con going on, enter it in on the site, and then people will be able to see it, you know, even the small ones that not a lot of people know about. And so I set up a Frapper account for it, and it's frapper.com/conventions, simple enough. And so, I mean, you know, anyone's allowed to, for all of them, you know, it goes for every single one I've listed. Just go. There's a, on the right side of the page, there's a little link that says add yourself. If, you know, on the conventions one, you wouldn't want to add yourself, you'd want to add, like, a con to it, but just, you know, sign up for those things, and, you know, put whatever you have out there. Help other people, you know, or help yourself. Look there and see if there's something there that you don't know about already. And check it out, you know, that's what it's all about.
See, Pony Boy's just on the ball, aren't you there, Pony Boy?
I am just on the ball.
Congratulations, I suppose. Sorry. I guess today, you know, we were kind of trying. You know, I myself, I'm just trying to wing it a little bit. So, for all the people out there, you know, support independent media. I know this is random, but support independent media such as Belcore Radio, Binary Radio, I believe is still there, right? Is it a Binary Boy?
Binary Revolution Radio.
Binary Revolution Radio, my bad. And, you know, all the other radio shows out there, support them. If you like them, show your support, you know, do whatever, like, you know, affiliate, advertise, whatever you can do, you know, just try to help the guys out.
Just do what you can, you know. I mean, if not, just listening to the show and telling your friend about it. Say, hey, have you heard this show? And they're like, no. And that's a new listener for that show right there. That's a new person they have that they can spread knowledge on to, you know.
Exactly. I mean, that's what the point of a lot of it is just spread information, basically, and, you know, help people, you know, like Ponyboy's been doing, help people organize meetings in their local area to get together with other people that have the same interests and everything like that. So, you know, support independent media and, you know, whatever, whether it's just listening or advertising on your website or, you know, word of mouth or whatever it may be, you know, just try to support it, you know, if you really like listening to it or reading or whatever, you know.
And I mean, another awesome thing that you can do to help shows out is, you know, if you have something cool you want to share, write them an email, you know, write them an email and say, hey, you guys should talk about this, because this is something that I'm interested in, and something that I think a lot of other people would like to hear about. Or even better, record something for them. Get yourself a cheap microphone from the bargain bin at, you know, at Radio Shack, or I don't know if Radio Shack has a bargain bin, but just grab a cheap little computer mic and download Audacity. Audacity is totally freaking free. Just get it. And there's no reason why you couldn't do this. Just record something, you know. I know a lot of people don't want to because, you know, they're like, oh, I have a, you know, a funny voice, and people will think I'm like, you know, a 14-year-old girl. Well, you know what, guys? Listen to my voice, okay?
Funny voice sounds like a bit 14-year-old girl.
Yeah.
He doesn't care.
And you know what? We've been doing this show for, what, 3-4 months now? It's been
a
while.
Like that. I know, I think it was back over the summer. No, it's been longer than that, I believe.
I don't know. 16 episodes we've been doing this. And, you know, we don't have a huge fan base, probably because we're noobs, and we just talk about porn all day. But, you know, if you have something you want to share, nobody gives a fuck what your voice sounds like. You know, nobody cares if, you know, if you have a lisp. There we go. See, I have a lisp. Nobody cares if you have, you know, like, a funny accent. Just record what you have to share and share it with people. That's what's important. That's what being a hacker is about.
Seriously.
Sharing stuff. That's all.
Yeah, I mean, come on, listen to me, for God's sake. I have probably one of the worst voices ever, but I don't care. I mean, I can't really care what, you know, people think my voice is stupid or whatever, you know, if I don't have a good radio personality. You know, I don't care. I enjoy doing it. I like spreading information, so I could care less what other people think.
And I mean, the thing about it is the community, the hacker media community is, you know, people don't really think about it in that sense. People just say, oh, you know, there's a guy that makes a radio show, and there's a guy that makes a radio show, and there's a guy that makes a radio show. But what they don't realize is that a lot of times, you know, they look at us, and then they look at, say, Infonomicon Media, and then they look at Binary Revolution Radio, and they just say, oh, look, there's three separate entities. But what they don't really, a lot of people don't realize is that, you know, Droops helps a lot out with our show. Droops recorded, I haven't actually had a chance to listen to it, I'm probably not going to before I just throw it on here and upload it. I believe it was Droops and his wife recorded something for us that I'm going to put in this episode. I just got it in my email box. And I mean, you know, I help out with Binary Revolution Radio sometimes by, you know, calling in on their show and asking questions and giving them topics to talk about. I help, you know, it's a community. We help each other. You know, because we're sharing information to people, and they're sharing it with us.
Yeah, that's what it's all about, you know. Just enjoy doing it. That's basically what we're trying to say. Just enjoy doing it. That's what me and Ponyboy enjoy doing. So just go for it. If you want to say, if you want people to, you know something or whatever, do it. What's holding you back, you know?
Exactly.
Nothing. You can, if you want to do it, do it. Who cares? If you want to have something to say, you know, say it. You know, because there are a lot of people out there that are going to, you may not think it, but there are going to be a lot of people out there that are going to, you know, listen to what you have to say. More than you think.
And you also, you have to realize, I'm kind of going back to the general topic at hand. Of independent media, there's more to it than just radio shows like we do. I mean, you know, you've got magazines, and not just hacker magazines. I mean, like, you know, for our community, we think a lot of, you know, 2600 magazine or Ben Rev magazine, which I can't wait until they get the fourth issue put together and send it out. I love VinRev magazine, even if it's not like a regularly distributed magazine. I love it. Or Blacklisted 411, which is the shit. And
it really is. It's one of the best magazines. Speaking of which, they finally got them into Barnes & Noble.
Yeah, I mean, I was shocked at how good of a magazine that was. I heard something about it. I don't remember who just mentioned something to me about it one day. I'd never heard of it before. I mean, I live in Georgia. They're based out of California. And where I live, we didn't have Blacklisted 411. I was just like, hey, you know, whatever. It's a magazine. No biggie. You know, I was like, yeah, it's probably like 2600. And so, one day, I was like, hey, I got some spare cash here. So I went to their website, and I ordered a couple issues. And it's a great magazine, you know. It's good. It's got information in there for everybody. It's got information for, you know, noobs like me and Mesa here. It's got, you know, information for, you know, the elite hacksaws who are cracking the Gibsons. And the people who run it are nice. You know, I mean, I don't want to say, I've never talked personally to Emmanuel Goldstein, or Goldstein, or however you say it. That's your, however you want to say it. But, you know, I'm sure he's a good guy, but it's just that I've never talked to him. I've written him emails, I've called up 2600 headquarters and left voicemails for him to ask him a question. Never hear anything back from him, you know. But I can understand, he's a busy guy. He's got shit to do. But Zach Blackstone, the editor of Blacklisted 411, I write him an email, and I get a reply like that. I think the longest I've waited for a reply from him is 2 days. And he's helpful. They give, you know, if you have a meeting in your area, they do Blacklisted 411 meetings, you know, kind of like 2600 does. But if you just have a meeting, like I have a meeting and Mesa has a meeting that we both attend, you know, it's not a Blacklisted 411 meeting, but I told them, I was like, hey, we have this meeting, and we all like your magazine. And they said, well, you know what? We're going to send you guys free issues every time a new issue comes out. They said, we're going to put these things in a box, and we're going to send you, like, 5-6 free issues of the magazine. Just because you are helping the community. Because that's what it's about. And it's awesome.
It really is. It's not one of the things that's like, you know, kind of like, I gotta do it, or whatever. I actually enjoy doing stuff like this. I enjoy helping out with, you know, our local group. I enjoy doing the radio show. I enjoy, you know, I just started writing little tutorials on some of the modding stuff I've done before, just because I enjoy it, and I want to let people know, you know, about the things that I do, and maybe it'll be helpful to them and help them out, or whatever. You know, I just enjoy doing it. And that's what it's all about.
Exactly, and I mean, you know, there's more, you know, I hate to just keep jumping back and just throwing more independent media at you guys, but it's important, there's more. You've got, in your town, I'm not gonna say I promise, because I might be wrong, but I'm pretty damn sure you have some kind of independent newsletter, or, you know, independent, actual newspaper in, you know, I live right outside Atlanta, and we get, some stuff around here called Creative Loafing, which is really cool. I mean, it's free, first of all. I mean, they just put stacks of them places for you to get. You know, they need to make a living. I mean, that's their job, and they can't just give it out for free, so there's a good bit of advertising space in there and whatnot, but it's good stuff. I mean, it's basically about the art community around Atlanta, about, you know, theater, about shit that's going on that's not like, oh, you know, in the today, you know, George Bush was the best president ever. Like, you get in a lot of newspapers, or, hey, guess what, guys, the government is lying to you again. They acknowledge that it exists, but it's not what's important in that newspaper. They want to talk about what's going on where you live, and they don't want to lie to you because, you know, Walmart owns half their stock, and they say, oh no, don't print bad things about, you know, corporations that we are associated with or something, you know?
Exactly. I was actually going to bring that up, and I'm glad that you mentioned it, though, but, yeah, I mean, like Tony Wu said, independent media doesn't only have to do with, you know, technology, like computers, hacking, whatever. Independent media could be about anything, whether it's art, like creative loafing, or, you know, music, or, you know, whatever. It could be about anything.
And, I mean, you even got, like, I'm trying to think of other sources of independent media. Radio. I mean, you know, you've got, you know, I'm not going to say all radio, you know, because, I mean, you got a lot of clear channel bullcrap on most of the dial when you're listening to, like, an FM radio. But there's, you know, college radio stations. College radio stations are the shit. I don't know, do you listen to any of the college stations around here, Mesa?
I listen to some of, Southern Polytech.
Yeah, I mean, they're, it's good stuff. I mean, like, it's not, you know, the same six crappy songs repeated over and over again with that annoying as fuck Black Eyed Peas song that everybody's fucking listening to these days. Radio stations like that piss me off. You know, Clear Channel can suck a dick. I hate that a corporation can tell America what is popular. You know, I hate that. I hate that, you know, it's not us. It's not us that say, hey, you know what, we buy this kind of music. So this is what's popular. Why don't you play this on all the hit stations?
That's the thing about college radio. They have a lot of... they even play, like, local bands and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
like, the college bands and everything like that. And a lot of those guys are really good.
Yeah.
You know, I just really like it because... I don't know. They don't only play, you know, college bands or whatever, but they play a lot of new stuff. Like Ponyboy said, they don't just play the same shit over and over like Clear Channel does, and it's not filled with, you know, advertisements every, like, you know, couple of minutes after every single song. But yeah, I mean, you know.
Yeah, I mean, like, I personally like a lot of different kinds of music, you know. For a long time in my life, it was like, oh, you know, I like punk rock, that's all I'm ever going to listen to, or I like rap, and that's all I'm ever going to listen to. But, you know, I've kind of realized that I like punk, I like hip-hop, I like, you know, I like jazz music. I love jazz music. And I love college radio because I can listen to a college radio station, and I can get all of that kind of music, just depending on when I tune in that day. And it's amazing to me, you know, that's an amazing thing. I didn't ever listen to college radio stations until, you know, maybe middle of 2005, middle of last year. Crazy to think about it like that. But, I mean, you know, it's not on every station that you can be listening to, you know, some awesome, you know, Brooklyn hip-hop, and then 5 seconds later, a new DJ comes on and starts playing, you know, an hour worth of smooth jazz, or, you know, an hour worth of experimental noise rock, which...
I like experimental rock.
I do, too. I mean, it's good stuff. It's, you know, I like music when it's not just music for money. I like music when it's music for art. I like when people make music because they like to make music.
Yeah, I mean, that's, you know, I hate that, you know, I think we're kind of steering away from the subject, but, Yeah, that's another thing about, you know, like you said, college radio, they have the bands, you know, on there that do music for the love of it, not just, you know, for the money or money, monetary gain or whatever. They do it because they, you know, they want to do the music. They like to do it. They enjoy it. And like that.
Yeah, I mean, that's, you know, that's what music was about. That's what music's supposed to be. Music's supposed to be expressing yourself through music and writing stuff that's beautiful, not writing stuff that says, you know, I'm going to make you spend money because of my ass.
Yeah, funny, why don't you make a lot of money with your ass?
Anyway, and, you know, in a sense, I put this on the show notes because, in a sense, you know, you can get some good stuff. But TV, personally, I don't really like TV all that much. But you do find some beautiful little gems of awesome shit on TV. I mean, like, I like to watch a lot of, like, public access channels. Because, you know, I mean, a lot of times it's, you know, crap. You get a lot of people who are, you know, just buying it so they can, you know, talk about God or whatever. But, you know, you find good shit on TV sometimes. Not a lot of the major channels. A lot of the major channels are, you know, like I said, it's a lot of crap. It's, you know, the OC, yeah. Or the show that is, that other show that is the OC under a different name.
I think it's in, like, Laguna.
I don't, they're all, it's all.
See, that's exactly why I hate TV. I have not watched TV. You know, I should sit down and watch any TV for God knows how long. And the same with, you know, most of the time with radio, unless I can pick up a college station. Usually if I listen to a college station, they usually have a streaming, you know, internet radio, so I listen to that.
Yeah.
But that's exactly why, because it's crap. It's all nothing but a big load of, like, crappy programming because, you know, I guess they figure, hey, let's cater to the, you know, the mass of people, so let's put the same crap on so we don't lose anybody.
Yeah, but I mean, like, at the same time, you have awesome stuff. The History Channel. Or, I don't know, educational TV. Is, you know, people, you know, they're like, oh, educational TV, that sounds kind of dumb. But it's not. It's awesome. You know? The History Channel is the shit. If you look back, people throughout history, I mean, I like to watch the History Channel, and I like to think about it, and just kind of, it puts me in awe that of how long, specifically, the ethics that make up the hacker community, how long that's been around, you know? People all throughout history have thought the exact same way hackers do. And those people were people that made changes, you know? Those people were people that invented things that changed the world because they saw something and they said, hey, that's kind of cool, but we should make it be able to do this. And they made it do that. The Wright brothers, you know? The Wright brothers looked at a bike and they said, hey, that's a cool bike, but you know what? I wish that bike could fly. So they took that bike and they fucking made an airplane out of it.
I mean, yeah, it's, you know, you're making a very good point there, Pony Boy.
Yeah, and I mean, I don't know. I got way off the topic of infinite media there for a while. But, you know, that's something that amazes me, nonetheless. I love to, you know, learn. And if I can learn while watching TV, it amazes me to think about it, you know? Because TV has always just been the brain-sucking death box of death. And,
the brain-sucking death box of death?
Yeah. And I don't know. I think it's cool. I think that educational TV is awesome. People might not agree, and, you know, that's, you know, your choice. If you don't like it, you know, you don't like it. So, you know, enjoy Laguna Beach. And, I think that that's probably as much time as we need to spend on this independent media, because we've been ranting about this crap for a while. And, I think it's kind of time to talk about something that's... It's media, it affects media, but it's not quite so positive for media. You know, it's everybody's good friend. Who doesn't love them? I mean, I know I love them. They make me feel warm and fuzzy inside.
I would do anything in the world for these quote unquote people. Yeah. You know,
everyone's good buddy, the RIAA.
You knew that was coming, didn't you, people? Ooh. We just cannot bash them enough, apparently.
Yes.
They shouldn't be so stupid to get their heads out of their asses.
Yeah, the Recording Industry Association of America. And, hackers know what they are. We talked about them before. Every other radio show ever has talked about them before. The RIAA, and in case you guys didn't catch the hint of sarcasm in what we were talking about a second ago, the RIAA, in truth, is a big organization full of people who have a disorder. And that disorder is that...
It's called class action lawsuit against everybody.
Well, the disorder they have is that their heads, right, are just wedged right up in their rectum. And it makes it really hard for them to see that their industry is changing. And so they get scared. They say, oh no, the industry is changing. People are starting to use computers to access music. And we can't, there's no possible way that we can allow them to do this legitimately by, you know, finding a way for us to still be able to make money off of it and them to still be able to get music conveniently by the song. No, we can't do that. But what we can do is sue a bunch of motherfuckers. And, it's been going on for a long time. And, they're dicks. But today, and it was actually a couple days ago, we find out that not only are they dicks, but they're really big fucking dicks. And, turns out, they kind of got some witnesses on the stand when they were suing people. And they may have kind of said, before they put the witness on the stand, they may have kind of said to this witness, hey, you know what? Even though what we're calling you up for isn't really true, and we found out that it isn't really true, but you should just, well, you're going to say that it's true anyways. Because otherwise, we're not going to win. So we need you to... Oh, no, we don't want you to lie. We just want you to...
Spin the truth a little bit.
Yeah, we want you to say what we thought was true when the lawsuit was filed. And it's not good. It's bad. The RIAA just pisses me off. So bad, and I'm at a loss for words.
I completely 100% agree. They're nothing but a bunch of fucking assholes that, I guess, have nothing better to do with their time because their wives don't give them enough fucking sex. So they take their fucking, you know, aggression for having to masturbate for so long, you know, against other people and decide, hey, you know, it's something to occupy our time since their wives aren't giving us sex. Let's go sue some people, you know, to make up for it, and maybe it'll make us feel better about ourselves and our small penises.
Yeah, I mean, it frustrates me that a lot of people, I mean, you know, for example, Apple saw that the industry was changing. They saw, oh, hey, you know, these kids are wanting to download this music. Because they don't really want to buy a whole CD worth of this stuff. They just want a couple of the songs. So maybe we could just let them buy a couple of the songs. Maybe that would be a good thing. and a lot of other things. I mean, you know, Napster. Napster, you know, before, you know, they were, I can understand, you know, not liking Napster before. I can understand why the RIAA wouldn't like them. But they saw it, too. They said, you know what, we're going to turn over a new leaf. We're going to go legit, and we're going to, you know, we're going to help these people get what they want. And we're still going to make sure that the, quote-unquote, that the artists get money for all these songs. And by the artists, I mean the artists' record companies. But the RIAA doesn't do it. And I'm sorry if I just cut you off there, but the RIAA, they can't. They are blind to change. They don't see where the world is going. They don't... You know, there was this thing when I was a kid called the future. And in the future, people were going to be able to do anything. They're going to have computers inside them. They're going to be able to just think about a song, and they could be able to hear that song. Or they were going to think about calling somebody on the telephone, and they would just have like a telepathic link to that person. And the RIAA and corporations and groups and organizations like the RIAA that just don't see... They killed the future that was promised to me. I want my fucking future back. But the RIAA, they won't let me have it. They say, no. No, you have to buy this little circle. This little circle of plastic, and it's shiny. That's what you have to buy. Because we need to make, like, $19.86 worth of profit off of this. So we need you to buy this 25-cent piece of plastic for $20. And we need you to be a happy little consumer and just do what you're fucking told. And we're not gonna fucking do it. We don't want to do it. We want change, you know? I don't want to say we want change. I don't want to speak for everyone in the world. I want change.
Oh, I'm with you right there, dude. I love seeing, you know, new technology and everything start coming out. But, you know, that's completely different with the RIAA and other big corporations like that. They hate change.
Yeah,
and those bastards stole your future, Ponyboy. That's what pisses me off the most. They stole your future. They ruined your childhood.
Exactly. Yeah, I mean, the RIAA, when the RIAA was formed, it was a good thing. The RIAA was formed basically to make sure that when music was still being made on records, when records were, like, all you could get, you know, it didn't have tapes, didn't have 8 tracks or whatever, all you could get was records. That was what the RIAA did. They made sure that all the different record companies complied to a standard so that their records could be played on any record player. And I'm kind of getting the sense that they're not really doing what they were meant to do anymore. That they're kind of just saying, hey, now we're just needing some cash. And so we are going to speak on behalf of every musician in the world and say that this is bad and that you're not allowed to do it. And it's a bad thing. I mean, I don't know how I can put it any differently. It's a terrible, terrible thing, you know?
I don't know what to tell you, man.
Yeah, basically, fuck you, RIAA. That's all I can say about it.
I'm with you. You know, they can go fuck themselves up the ass.
It's just bullshit, is all it is. The RIAA and the MPAA and all this little lawsuit crap and all their little, oh no, you can't, you know, you can't copy a CD for your own personal use, or you can't have this a backup in case something happens. It's all bullshit. It's a big, stinky fucking pile of it. Because they want to make some fucking money. They say, oh, you want to have a backup CD of this Hootie and the Blowfish CD in case your first one gets scratched, looks like you better shell out another fucking $20 and get one. That's what they want. They're not going to stop until that's what the law is. They're going to keep suing people. They're going to keep putting money in legislators' pockets until that's what it is. They want to own musicians. They don't want to represent them. They want to own them.
Yeah. Sorry, you know how big corporations are. They want to own everything they can, you know, get their fucking dirty, grubby hands on.
And now that we've, ranted and made Pony Boy get frustrated, why don't you do that thing you do and, hack something?
Alright, well, I will, you know, because I love the whole hacking, modding, you know, thing.
And while
love
you're
it.
Doing that, I'm going to go get something to drink, so talk away.
Alright, well, you know, here's my next installment of the whole PSG hacking thing. Last episode, I talked about how, you know, to downgrade your PSP from version 2.0 to 1.50 so you could run homebrew software. Well, now, you know, probably wondering, if you haven't looked it up already, how do I, you know, what good is this to me? What advantages are there to having a lower version of the software? Well, I'm here to tell you why. Because you can upload games and everything, like I said last time. All you do, I mean, it's extremely simple. I'm not going to go into the, you know, whole thing of using K-Exploit and whatever like that, because you can get, you know, download the software off of, take for instance, psp-hacks.com, and it'll already be set up for you. But basically, all you have to do is, after you download the file, use WinRAR or WinZip or whatever the hell you want to use, extract the files, and then establish a USB connection with your PSP, and it'll bring up the, you know, the memory stick or whatever. You bring it up, you go into PSP, you go into games, you take the two files. One's called, you know, program name, you know, and the other one's program name with a percent sign. You just copy those two files over to the memory stick and unplug it, you know, go to game, then game data, and there's a program right there, and you start the program up, and you're on your way, you know. You got, there you are running homebrew software. It's as simple as that. And I think that about sums it up. I know it wasn't very long, but that about sums up the whole PSP hacking for this week. And next week, maybe I'll have some notes for you guys.
Well, that was pretty cool. So, basically, like, you can write your own software to put it on there, then?
If you know, if you have, like, the knowledge and the development kit for it, yeah, you could write software just like you would for a computer and be able to run it on your PSP.
Do you happen to know, like, what language the program stuff would need to be written in?
I've actually been looking into that. I'm not exactly sure yet, because I just got started, you know, actually start trying to get into the whole development for the PSP. So, right now, I'm not exactly sure, but when I find out, I'll do a little segment on it about the show and just tell you about, you know, the basics of, you know, not go into any in-depth detail about, you know, anything, but just basically tell you guys, you know, how it works and, you know, what type of language it uses and stuff like that.
Because, I mean, like, I'm curious about, you know, what runs on the PSP. I mean, like, I'm sure it's probably some kind of weird proprietary crap, but I mean, you know, it could be something sort of basic. I mean, it could be like a simple form of like assembly. Something. I mean, you know, I mean, I don't claim to know anything about anything, but yeah, I mean, I don't know. I think it'd be cool to just know. You know, it'd be cool to just be able to look at and just tinker with. Even, I mean, I can't, you know, I can't code. I can maybe write a hello world in Python. But other than that, I mean, like, I don't know shit about coding. I don't know, you know, I'm not elite. I don't know about coding. I just play with phones. But I think it'd be cool to look at, you know. So if you can find that out, I think, or if anyone out there, you know, out there in the internet land knows, just drop us an email, bellcoreradio@gmail.com. Let us know. I think, you know, if you've got some kind of homebrew software, or know of some, you know, tell us about it. You know, send us a link somewhere where we can download it and check it out, or tell our listeners about it. I mean, you know, this seems like a hot thing that people are talking about, with PSP hacking. And I think it'd be cool, you know. I think that, you know, modding cell phones and PSPs and shit like that is, I think it's rad, and I want to know how to do it. And I mean, you know, I just want something to play with. So, I'm rambling.
It's okay, point of point. You do that a lot, you know, we just all get used to it after a while.
I think that's what makes Bellcore Radio what it is.
Pony voice and rant, of course.
I just have to go off. And I feel really bad now because I realized that this episode, I haven't let you talk, like, at all. I've just been going.
Well, you know, when you get started, you don't shut up, so I might as well go ahead and let him, you know, ramble on, it's alright. But, yeah, see, you made me forget what I was going to say, though. I can't remember. Anyways, you know, yeah. Basically, it's... I remember now. I had some ideas I wanted to, you know, throw around to some people, about, you know, maybe downgrading from, like, later versions or something, or, you know, maybe, you know, something else, like, making a custom firmware version or something like that, but, I'm not going to go into details because I don't want to, you know, people to think, you know, that I actually know for 100% what I'm talking about, because I really, honestly don't, but, you know, I want to throw around some ideas with some people and see what they have to say about it, and, you know, maybe figure out how to maybe run homebrew on later version of firmware and stuff like that, so, but I'll keep you guys informed and let you guys know what's going on.
So, you want to do some phone calls?
Let's do some phone calls, everyone.
Because I got some numbers here. Courtesy, like always, of the Binary Revolution forums. Big props to all the people in the DDP, and all the people who are on the forums that kick ass. This first number, you know, I mean, we've called time and temperature numbers before. It's not a huge thing. But the ring, when I called this earlier today, and it's such a cool sounding ring. It's not a normal ring like you, at least not like I'd hear. And I thought that people might be interested in checking it out. I thought people might be able to, you know, I know there's some elite motherfuckers out there that listen to the show, and I think that if somebody knows, you know, if they could tell me something about it, I want to learn about it. You know, it intrigues me. But it's the Maryland time number. I think it's just time. That's what I put it down as, because I don't think it said anything about the temperature. But the phone number for it is 410-844-1212. And it was posted by Blake Ops, who is a really cool guy. So thanks, Blake Ops. And I'm going to try and flash this thing over and not hang up, all right?
All right.
We're sorry. You must first dial 110 when calling this number.
Mesa?
Please hang up and try your call again.
Well, that sucks.
Here.
That sucks.
I couldn't hear what she was saying.
She was saying I need to dial a 1 or a 0. Let me try that again with a 1 or a 0.
Okay.
You there?
Yeah.
Isn't that shit crazy?
Good morning. At the tone, the time will be 3:03 and 10 seconds.
So it gets 3:03.
Yeah, it is 3:03. It's way too fucking late for me to be awake right now. But, I mean, isn't that the coolest fucking ringtone?
It's like,
ring sound, not ringtone.
It is a pretty well. I've never heard one like that before.
I'm sure it made for really bad radio. I mean, that was. I could see. I'm watching the audio levels, and I could just see a big spike when that thing rang. But
what can you do? Oh well.
All right. I kind of. Sorry, what were you gonna say?
I can't remember now. Sorry. It's late. I can't, you know, function 100% at the moment.
Alright, well, this next number, and I feel stupid now because I can't remember what it is. I just, when I got it off the forums, I just put it on here, and the description of it is just is interesting number. But, I guess we'll find out again. I have bad memory like that. But the number is 800-233-2269, and it was posted by Payphone Ed. So let me see if I can get this thing. You there?
1, 3, 6, 1, 2.
To use current date and time, press 1. To enter a new date and time, press 2. To change the Annie, press 3. Enter the new Annie. To use current date and time, press 1. To enter a new date and time, press 2. To change the Annie, press 3. Enter date, month, month, day, day. Enter time, hour, hour, minute, minute. Use current date and time, press 1.
Well, that was weird.
Yeah, that was a little weird.
I mean, if you listened, the third option there that it gave us was to change the Annie.
Hmm. I wonder if that would let you change your Annie and then call out to another number, maybe.
I haven't found any way to... Like, I mean, I remember that number from a long time ago. I remember playing with it. And I don't recall it. I've never found it, and I know a lot of other people have played with it, and I don't think anybody else has ever found anything for it. I believe at one time it went to a bank. It was when you pressed 1 to accept the current time and date, I think it went to, like, First National Bank of America or something. And I don't know what it was for. I don't know what the line could possibly be for. And I don't know why they would want you to be able to change your Annie, but...
That's weird. Hmm. Maybe some of our listeners should look into that and maybe figure out something.
Yeah, props to Payphone Ed on that one. That dude is pretty freaking neat. He always has some cool numbers to post on there. I mean, he doesn't post a lot anymore, but when he does, he's a smart guy. He knows what he's talking about. And I got one more number, and this was posted on the forums by everybody's good buddy Duel. And I was playing with this for a good hour before when I first found it, because it's one of those like the voice recognition systems like Tell Me would be. And this one's for Delta Airlines. And the number is 800-221-1212. I'm going to flash over real quick.
Alright.
You there?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Hi, welcome to Delta. From here, you can check arrivals and departures, go to reservations, or access your SkyMiles account using our automated system. Which would you like?
Arrivals and departures?
Please speak your answer. I'm sorry, but I didn't understand. You can check arrivals and departures.
Arrivals and
go to
departures.
Reservations to shop for, book,
Shut
or
up,
ticket
lady.
A flight. Or you can access your SkyMiles account using our automated system. Which would you like?
Arrivals and departures.
All right, hang on. I'll take you to our flight line service. Your call may be recorded for quality assurance.
How about that,
Hey, welcome to Flightline, Delta's automated
flight departure and arrival system. For tips on using this system, say instructions. Remember, you can say help at any time during our call. First, tell me either the flight number or just the departure city.
Atlanta?
Atlanta?
What's the arrival city?
Paris?
Sorry, what's the arrival city?
Fuzhou, China?
Is that Dallas, Fort Worth? Dallas, Love Field? Or none of these?
None of these?
What's the arrival city?
Toronto.
Let's make sure I got that. From Atlanta to Toronto, is that right?
Yes.
Now, are you interested in departure or arrival information?
Arrival.
Is that for today, Monday, January 2nd?
Yes.
Around what time is the flight scheduled to arrive in Toronto?
4:20.
Is that morning or afternoon?
Afternoon.
Thanks. One moment, please. Delta Connection, Flight 4324, operated by Atlantic Southeast Airlines, using their equipment, is scheduled to arrive in Toronto at 4:52 p.m.
Hey, I'm so good.
Flight information is not available. Please check the screens at the airport.
Wait,
sorry, I didn't understand. Do you want to hear that again?
No.
Now, you can start over, ask for help, or say goodbye. What do you want to do?
Start over?
Yeah, I want to do Hong Kong.
First, tell me either the flight number or just the departure city.
Atlanta.
What's the arrival city?
Hong Kong, China.
Let's make sure I got that. From Atlanta to Hong Kong, is that right?
Yes.
Now, are you interested in departure or arrival information?
Arrival.
Is that for today, Monday, January 2nd?
Yes.
Around what time is the flight scheduled to arrive in Hong Kong?
3:57.
Is that morning or afternoon?
Afternoon.
Thanks. One moment, please. Sorry, I couldn't find any direct flights from Atlanta to Hong Kong, arriving around 3:57 p.m. Do you want to check another time? Remember, you can always say start over to go back to the beginning.
Are you done, Funny Boy?
Start over.
Do you really want to start over?
Yes, I want to start over.
Sorry, I didn't understand.
Shut it.
Sorry, I still didn't understand.
Start over.
Do you want to check another time? Remember, you can always say start over.
Start over.
Do you really want to start over?
Yes.
First, tell me either the flight number or just the departure city.
Houston.
Is that Houston?
Yes.
Sorry, I didn't understand. Delta flies to more than one airport
okay.
in that city. Please choose Houston, Ellington Field. Houston, Hobby. Houston, Bush Intercontinental.
Houston, Bush Intercontinental.
What's the arrival city?
Bukaki.
Sorry, what's the arrival city?
Bukaki.
Sorry, I didn't understand. I need to know the city in which the flight is scheduled to arrive. Now, what's the arrival city?
Dixucky, Canada. Hello?
Sorry, I'm having some trouble. Now, you can either start over, talk to a rep, or continue where we left off. What do you want to do?
Talk to a rep.
Okay, please hold while I transfer your call. Your call may be recorded for quality assurance.
Let me talk.
Hi, this is Glass. Let me have...
Yeah, I'm trying to check an arrival.
Okay, can you please ask me the flight number?
I don't know the flight number.
So it's departing out of which city?
It's departing out of Atlanta.
And arriving into which city?
In Bukake, China.
Which city?
Bukake.
Is that an international flight?
Yes, it is.
for that I need to turn to the international instead.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you for choosing Bell. You have a good day. Good night.
Thank you. I've heard it's raining in Bukake.
It's raining here as well.
Did you know that Delta has announced new service to exotic destinations around the globe?
No,
we are proud to offer new and expanded service to the Caribbean this winter. Expanded service to St. Martin, St. Lucia, Santo Domingo, and Nassau will be available. Additionally, Delta will offer new service to Punta Cana, Barbados, and Antigua. Just in time for your warm weather getaway. Let Delta take you one step closer to paradise. Come to thenewdelta.com to begin your journey.
Come to Bukake, China.
For a second I thought that was real. God, how many people are going to be calling at like 3 o'clock in the morning to check a flight?
Well, I'm sure the issue is they probably don't have any international people, anybody working the international desk right now.
Those bastards.
Ready to turn those sky miles into a much-deserved vacation?
Yes.
We've just added more online self-service options to help you manage your award travel.
Seriously?
Learn all about how you can hold, change, or cancel your award travel reservations at delta.com/award ticket. Award seat availability
all
may
right,
be
you know
limited,
what? I'm done with this,
and
then.
Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply.
All right, screw that guy.
That was annoying. Wow.
So that's an awesome number. I don't know about you guys, but I love those voice recognition systems.
If I'm not mistaken, I think Virgin Mobile has them too.
I'm sure they do. I don't know, I love how they're not accurate. I love calling them up, and when I called it up, when I was testing it earlier, I called up, and I asked for that same flight I asked for before, from Atlanta to Toronto, and it said, let me get this right, you're looking for a flight from Atlanta to, like, Binglao, China? And it sounded nothing like Toronto, but I was like, yeah, sure, why not? And I was, I don't know, I think it's cool. I love playing with it and just seeing what kind of weird shit it thinks I'm talking about.
Yeah, it is pretty funny, actually.
You know what?
What?
We should call another number. You made me want to call something now. I want to call up the Virgin Mobile, the Chris Mahan Kwanzaa thing. You know, we had it in the last episode, but I want to play with it some more. I haven't called it, you know. I mean, you know, dual recorded the gay elf one, but I want to hear some of the others, what they have to say. But, I'm going to go ahead and give everyone a number, because it's the best number ever. It's 1-800-ELF-POOP. 1-800-353-7667. I'm going to call that up right now. You there?
Yeah.
All outstanding requests have been deactivated.
Fuck.
M10.
You there?
Well.
Okay.
I guess we were too late, huh, Tony boy?
I thought I lost you for a second there.
Yeah, I was like, he hung up on me, didn't he, that bastard? Well, let's find what other numbers can we call?
I'm actually trying to find some right now.
Yes, people, we are looking at numbers as we speak.
Yeah,
you know, we just have one of those time-elapsed things where it's like 10 minutes later.
I can record one if we need to. This is some terrible radio right now, but that's okay, because it's Bellcore Radio, and we pride ourselves on being terrible.
Exactly. That's our best feature.
Okay. Here's one for us to call that I'm not sure if they'll still be open, but we can check it out. Alright, so I'm going to flash over. It's going to be a surprise here. The number is 800-439-5031. You there? Mesa? I lost Mesa. Let's see if I can get you back on the speakerphone without hanging up on you again. Okay, so just a second. You there?
Yeah.
Awesome. Okay, so I just hung up on Mesa when I was trying to call a number. The number I was trying to call, it was Dell Computers in Canada. I'm assuming it's some kind of customer service line or something, but, I don't know. I don't know. I'll try and find a good number while I'm looking. A little bit of fun info about the number that we just called, the Delta phone number that I thought was kind of interesting is that number actually originates in India, and not, you know, not America like you'd think. It's actual, the number you call it, and that 800 number leads to a phone in India.
Doesn't really make sense. I mean, like, why?
Outsourcing. I mean, if you think about it, I mean, Microsoft outsources to India and other countries like that for a lot of their tech support.
That is very true. That's why you always get a foreign person when you, like, call in for, like, tech support or whatever.
Yeah, I mean, that's just how it kind of goes.
Or if you dial up, like, an operator from, like, a payphone, you get, like, an Indian guy.
Yeah, I mean, it's... Okay, here's one that might be kind of cool. I'll flash over. This is the U.S. Department of Education Broadcast News Service. So let's check this thing out. You there? Awesome. GreatCalling.com, which you guys might remember, I did the weekly freak on spoofing calls through GreatCalling.com, and they took the service offline because apparently someone was war dialing through it. They were just going in and they spoofed their number and they called, like, you know, a whole bunch of numbers in Alaska or somewhere because they could. And it sucks because somebody, in their infinite stupidity, ruined a service for everyone else. You there, Mesa? I think I lost Mesa again. Yeah, I lost him. Alright. This is bad radio. Posted I guess close to 2 years ago now, but hopefully it still works. It's apparently a demo line for Nuance Voice Authentication, which I'm not sure what that is, but it sounds like something that's very elite. And the number is 888-NUANCE-8. That's NUANCE-8. I'm going to give that a call, and I'm not going to hang up on anybody, okay?
Okay.
Oh, I hate talking with the letters. You there?
Yeah.
Good.
Welcome to Nuance, the voice automation expert. What would you like to do? Our voice automation system is powered by Nuance Call Steering, so you can just say what you want to do. You can say, I'd like to speak to a Nuance sales representative, or I need driving directions.
Driving directions?
Sure, driving directions. If that's not what you want, say stop. Nuance headquarters is located at 1005 Hamilton Court in Menlo Park, California. If you're coming from San Francisco or San Jose, drive down Highway 101 to Menlo Park and take the Willow Road exit. Go east on Willow Road for approximately 2 miles. Turn right at the Hamilton Court traffic light and turn left into the parking lot at the...
Stop.
Help. Here are those directions again. Feel free to hang up if you're done.
Stop.
Sorry, I didn't get that. Here are those directions again.
Stop.
Sorry, I still didn't get that. Here are those directions one more time.
Lady.
We seem to be having some trouble here. Hold on and I'll get someone who can help you.
I'll
transfer you to our receptionist.
Thank you. I'm going to get her to give us some information here.
Reached the voicemail for the Hamilton lobby. No one is available to get to the phone right now, so please leave a detailed message with a callback number after the beep, and your call will be returned as soon as possible. Thank you, and have a great day.
I was trying to see if I could talk. It's a bit late, so I'm sure nobody's going to pick up. But I was trying to get some information on your guys' automation services, and I was wondering if. I mean, it'd be more convenient if you could send them, if I could get the information by email. So if you guys would be willing to do that, if you could email it to me at bellcoreradio@gmail.com. That's bellcoreradio@gmail.com. Thanks. Well, that sucked.
You think they'll actually respond?
Well, you know, you never know. I mean... Something might happen. Let's see what else we got here, because we're making good radio right now. I am just scanning through, leaving a lot of dead air.
Oh, definitely, man. This is like the best episode ever.
Okay, here's one that everyone loves. Maybe this is still valid. As long as I can tell, this post was last updated July 15th, 2004. This is the Motion Picture Association of America telephone. I guess it's their main telephone number. And I'm sure we're not going to get anybody, but let's give this thing a shot. If you'll hold on for just a second, Mesa.
All right.
You there?
Yeah.
Okay.
We're sorry. You must first dial a 1 or a 0 when calling.
Alright, I'm not going to call that number back because it's long distance and I don't feel like paying for it. Okay, I don't know if we should call this number, but I found something that looks interesting. It's, the Department of Defense Network Information Center.
Call up Tony Boy and see what we get.
I don't know. I don't want to get arrested.
Tell me it was an accident.
I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to press a combination of keys, starting with a star and ending with a 7. With a 6 in the middle, and then I'm going to call that number.
Do it.
And I mean, it's not going to help a whole lot. You know, I'm sure they can own my info. But I'm going to do it anyways, because that's just what I do. Alright, I'm going to call it. So I'll be right back.
Alright.
You there?
Yeah. Network Information Center, this is Ron.
Yeah, I'm just curious, what is the Network Information Center?
We assign domain names to different military accounts.
Oh, that's cool. I mean, like, is that all you guys do there? Just assign domain names and stuff?
That's basically it, sir. It
sounds interesting. I mean, I don't mean to bother you while you're working.
That's quite all right. No problem.
All right, you have a good day.
All right, sir, you too.
All right, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay, now they're going to arrest me. They've got my number, and they're going to come own me.
Oh, no. Yeah, Ron sounded like a military guy.
Yeah, he was a nice guy, you know. I wasn't aware that the DOD sucks, dude. I would hate to have a job there. Just assigning domain names.
Yeah, I know. That must be one exciting job, huh? It was actually kind of funny.
Okay. Oh, damn it. I hate when people do this. Okay. This person knows what they have to say to make me want to call a phone number.
What is it, Pony? What
they
say?
They just posted the number, and they said, "Here's a weird number. Call it up, and you'll see what I mean." So we're going to call it up and see what they mean.
Let's see what they're talking
about. Before I do that, the number, if you want to call up that DOD number we just called, let me find it again. Scroll up here a little bit. And there we go. The number is 800-365-3642. And let's go back here to weird number. Okay. The number that we're going to call right now is 800-909-5109. And I will be right back, Mason.
Alright.
You there?
Yeah. Enter.
Okay.
That was weird.
I'm gonna call that again. Hang on. You there?
Yeah.
Alright, I'm calling it one more time.
Okay.
Let me find the damn number again. I just lost it. Oh, scroll up. There we go. Alright, hang on. Hello? What the fuck? Okay. So, apparently, my phone is a bitch. And, I pressed flash to click back over, and it hung up on him, so I gotta get Mesa on again. fuck is up with my phone now? Like, I flashed over, right? And it, you know, it gives me the pulsing dial tone. So I know, you know, it's like, okay, you're gonna three-way the call. Dialed the number, and I flash back over, and it hangs up on both numbers that I called. It hangs up on you, and it hangs up on the other line. I guess maybe I just flashed over too quick, because I don't want to, like, you know, I don't want you to miss out on any of the fun.
Of course.
So I flashed over real quick. I guess that's what it is. I think I'm just flashing over so quick that it just, it completely fucks the entire telephone system up, because it's that leet.
Word.
Because, that's just, that's how we roll here on Belcore Radio.
Of course. Very good radio today.
And, you know, guys, ladies and gentlemen of, Belcore Radio listener land, I have a little something that I want to share. Let me find it again real quick. Scroll down here. Okay. And, I put a recording of this at the beginning of the show, but I got the number here, and I want to call it again, because, you know, if you listened, previously, it said that the date, it said it was Friday, I think, whatever the date for Friday was, December the 30th or something. And, I want to call it back, because today is now officially Monday, while we're recording this. It's going to be Thursday when it's released, but I want to call it again, just because I want to see what the difference, I don't remember what the color was for Friday. It doesn't work over the weekend. It's if you call on Saturday or Sunday, it gives you the same color as Friday. So I want to try again and see what the color is for today. All right, so I'm gonna call that up real quick.
All right.
I'm gonna pray to Allah that I don't hang up on anyone.
All right, do it.
Are you there?
Yes.
Okay.
Today is Friday, December 30th. The color for testing is black.
All right, the color is black.
Woot, woot.
Yes, because it's black like my heart.
Of course, because we all know Bonnie Boys has the black-hearted bastard. That cares about nothing and no one. I'm ashamed to call you a co-host and a friend, Pony Boy. Ashamed.
I don't blame you.
yeah. I think we're becoming delirious, Pony Boy.
Yeah. So, I think that's about all we're going to have time for as far as phone calls go today. I hope nobody minds, our stumbling around trying to find numbers and hanging up on each other.
But this whole last part was sort of not supposed to happen.
Yeah, we had three numbers. This is all kind of impromptu stuff. But I think this is the longest episode of Belcore Radio we've had in a while.
Yeah.
And, you know, surprisingly, we've been going for like an hour and a half.
Amazing.
Yeah, I mean, this is like, you know, I think this is since maybe like the second episode. Because I believe the first episode we decided we had to limit it to, we had to limit it to two Folgers cards. So, we're at three Folgers cards now. And, we're not using Folgers cards anymore, but that's what we're at. We're at three Folgers cards of length. A little bit over, actually. And, speaking of which, don't use the Folgers cards anymore, people. They kinda, I don't know, you know, I'm not sure how they noticed this, but they kinda realized that people were getting more than one card. Cause, you know, people kinda got a lot more than one card.
How'd they find that out, Bone Boy?
And so I've heard rumors. I mean, I don't know anyone personally, but I know people who apparently know people. Who have been getting in a bit of trouble for using these things. And I mean, I'm sure, you know, it's people using these things extensively from the same line or something, but, you know, if you need to make a call, just like a call one time or something, feel free. But, be careful, you know? I mean, I'd love to say that you're not going to get in trouble for just using a phone card, but it's a weird, weird world out there. And you can get in trouble for some weird stuff.
Yeah. So, my point was that don't use a Folgers phone card unless you feel like getting into this trouble.
Yeah, I mean, don't be a retard. If I may quote the greatest white rapper that was ever named after candy, be smart. Don't be a retard, okay?
Is that really candy? Is there such candy as that?
M&M is a candy.
Oh, I thought you were... Oh, yeah.
Who do you think I was talking about?
I have no idea. I honestly have no idea what the hell I was thinking.
Anyways. But, yeah, just be careful, you know? I mean, we're hackers. We're phone freaks. We know what we're allowed to do and what we're not allowed to do. We know, basically, how to kind of fit into that gray area, and we know how to do things that we're not supposed to do, if we need to. If we need to do something we're not supposed to do to accomplish a goal, we know how to do it, and we know how not to get caught. So don't get caught, people. Just be careful if you need to use one of these cards. That's all I'm going to say about that. And I'm also going to say Bukkake one more time before this episode's over. Okay. I'm sorry, I'm still in Bukkake mode.
Well, that was another time.
Oh, but, I guess there was something I thought about that I need to wrap up before the episode's over. I want to give some shouts real quick, like. I want to give shouts to Zach Blackstone, the editor of Blacklisted 411. I want to give shouts to, Blake Ops and Duel and Payphone Ed for posting up those numbers and helping the community. I want to give shouts to, like, everyone who has ever done anything to help internet media, or independent media, I should say. And, I guess double shouts, I guess, because Duel falls into categories twice. He told me about this guy, this nerdcore rapper, that he's gonna be the closing music for this episode. Goes by the name Juicebox, apparently from Wisconsin. So, pretty cool stuff. So I'm gonna throw some of his songs, a song of his on as the closing music for today. So, props to all you hoes on the west side.
Word to your mother.
You got anybody you want to give shouts to?
No, because I don't care about anyone or anything. From what I'm told, anyways.
Okay. Well, on behalf of Mesa, then, shouts to all the listeners.
Yes. Of course, our listeners. I love our listeners. I love them with as much as a host can love through listeners.
Yeah, exactly. So, to sum up what we've been talking about this whole episode is don't just do things because that's what you're told is how you're supposed to do things. Don't just follow the mainstream news because, you know, that's what, you know, everyone else does. Everyone else talks about what was on CNN. Don't, you know, I mean, it's okay to watch CNN. I watch CNN. I watch C-SPAN, I watch shit like that. But don't just follow that. There's alternative media out there. There's alternative news out there. Different spins, different viewpoints that you're not going to get watching CNN or Fox News. So don't follow the herd. If I may steal the word, I'm going to attribute it to Droops. He's the only one I've ever heard say it. Don't be sheeple. Don't just follow the herd. You know, find out find what you think is right, because what you think is right, you know, I might not think it's right, but if you think it's right, then it's right for you. So find what you think is right.
Those are beautiful words, Pony Boy.
And that's all I can say. That's all I can say. This has been Belcor Radio. And, yeah, it's been Belcor Radio. And just, keep the knowledge flowing. Keep the information free. End of file.
Yes.
Is there more to the file? Do you have something to add?
No, there's no appendages for this episode, except that this is Mesa out, and, yeah, that's all I have to say.
Yeah, okay. Now it's the end of file.
What's up, Milwaukee? That's how I am. Straight cold back with a drink in my hand. I can rock party from the east to the west, from the north to the south, like it's like taking miles. And open up your ears, listen very closely. When I'm on the mic, I know that most bees feeling my flow. Cause yo, I really rage. No matter where I live, my real home is the stage. I know you wanna hear me, but the flow one time. I'm double trouble, make the beat sound rhyme. You start coming through with a bag of tricks. My name's got triple X's like your favorite portal flicks. I can't decide, should I be brave or should I run and hide, but I gotta choose bravery, cause a hero is brave, and I was made to be a star, don't get it twisted, it's uplifted when I choose to gift it, inspires and motivates all of the youth to create, keep your head up and keep the beat slamming, we gotta run and hide, I'm so hot, I'm so not ready to just stop. The kids need to pump the fresh tracks. My beat stack, just like some rib racks in jukebox. So much fun, I won't run. Yo, I won't hide, I take pride in being way dope. There is hope, so let's just all cope. Yo,
together,
I know, I know the kids out there, you guys are like, fuck it. What is there for me? What is there for me in this fucking world? Well, I know what there is, man. We got music, yeah, we got relationships. We got each other, man. Nobody can take that shit away from us. This is for the kids. This is for every fucking kid. We never fucking lived our life together forever.
Keep your head up and keep the beat slamming. All the little kids at the show straight jamming. Everybody all over the globe. Coming through straight to your ear low. Check it.
Keep your head up and keep the beat.